Bush Center, Chamber of Commerce, Koch Network Unite to Lobby for Mass Immigration Expansion. By John Binder on March 2, 2022. The George W. Bush Institute, the Chamber of Commerce, and the billionaire Koch brothers' network of donor class organizations are banding together with other mass migration groups to demand President Joe Biden expand overall immigration to the United States. The groups, along with others, have teamed up to create the Alliance for a New Immigration Consensus that will lobby Biden and members of Congress to pass amnesty for illegal aliens, increase security at the southern border, and increase the ability of businesses to import foreign workers. Employers are also struggling to find workers to fill jobs in many industries, the coalition writes in a letter to congressional leaders and Biden. As of January, more than 12 million Americans are jobless and another 3.7 million are underemployed, but all want full-time jobs. The coalition includes American, HORT, American Hotel and Lodging Association, Americans for Prosperity, Asian American Christian Collaborative, Bethany Christian Services, Bipartisan Policy Center Action, Business Roundtable, Council on National Security and Immigration, Essential Worker Immigration Coalition, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, Evangelical Immigration Table, Gabby Pacheco, George W. Bush Institute, Idaho Dairymen's Association, International Fresh Produce Association, National Association of Evangelicals, National Association of Manufacturers, National Immigration Forum, National Latino Evangelical Coalition, National Retail Federation, Niskanen Center, President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration, the Episcopal Church, the Libre Initiative, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Western Growers, World Relief, Migration and Refugee Services, U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. At his State of the Union, SOTU, address, Biden parroted big business talking points, suggesting that businesses needed to be able to more quickly and easily import foreign workers to take working and middle-class American jobs. Biden also directly touted the chamber's support for amnesty and expanded legal immigration levels. The coalition has been formed as American voters increasingly share that they want legal immigration levels reduced, not increased. The latest Gallup poll found that just 9% of Americans said they want increased immigration, while 35% said they want less immigration. Likewise, nearly 7 in 10 Republican voters and 32% of swing voters said they want to cut overall immigration. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in January, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, blasted the Chamber of Commerce for leaving the Republican Party a long time ago. In the last election, the chamber supported Democrats. I just assume they have as much influence in the future as they do now, none, McCarthy said. Our responsibility is to the American public. That is who's going to drive it. If special interests are the American public, then they'll have a say. But it's the American public we're going to. A flooded labor market from mass legal immigration to the U.S. has had a devastating impact on the nation's working and middle class while redistributing billions in wealth to the highest earners and big businesses, as well as driving capital out of small communities to the coasts. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, the economic model helped keep wages stagnant for decades. From 1979 to 2013, wage growth for the bottom 90% of Americans grew just 15%. Meanwhile, wage growth for the top 1% of Americans was nearly 140% higher. Researchers have found that a flooded labor market can easily diminish job opportunities and wages for Americans. One particular study by the Center for Immigration Studies Stephen Camerota revealed that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75%, as more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. Already, the U.S. gives out 1.2 million green cards to foreign nationals annually. In addition, about 1.5 million temporary work visas are rewarded to foreign nationals to take American jobs. Moreover, The U.S. saw more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens arrive at its southern border last year. Legal immigration levels have driven the U.S. population to a record 331.9 million, including the largest foreign-born population in the nation's history at 46.6 million. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.